Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
We sing the Alleluias back at last after some 40 days. And within those 40 days, if you're anything like me, it was looking back and saying, I wanted to do more. This year, especially following pandemic and the challenges that we've been through and world events, especially Ukraine, it's like, how do I pray? How do I seek that peace? How do I better relate to this Jesus who during this Lenten preparation time, I want to move closer to? Then the Triduum comes up and it's just like, well, it's not all that I wanted, but it will have to be enough. And if you were able to celebrate any of the Triduum with us, it was that opportunity of reflection, of coming back together as community to prepare for this Easter season. As one writer puts it, the great gift that we celebrate during the sacred Paschal Triduum is not meant to be a reenactment. It's a historical event that we look at, but within the church, we realize that it is a mystery that we are called to celebrate with, and opening our hearts to the conversion of what God has given to us. And so here we are, Easter, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. And I love this gospel passage of John. We heard in the Acts of Peter's witnessing and giving a synopsis of that faith. But John, from the very beginning, has this imagery that he uses. And we start in the beginning with Peter being asked, and John, come and see. In our baptism, when we're growing up, if you can remember back, or if you have children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, seeing them develop in their age, their curiosity hopefully instills within us an amazement at how they see things. And that curiosity is oftentimes a come and see. And what is it they come to see? Yesterday, we were able to celebrate on a beautiful day the egg hunt with a number of young people. And in that beauty and in that care of the energy and the life that we celebrate about Easter, the springtime of life, but the realization and the mystery of that everlasting life that we share in since we died with Jesus in our baptism, we rise with him in new life. And in that new life, when the children come together and they celebrate with that energy, I was taking some pictures from up in the Cortile section. And as I was taken and the kids were running around, one of the things I got to see that I don't think anyone else was able was that as the little ones in this Cortile were going around, there actually was a real bunny rabbit that ran from one tree to another and underneath the bushes hid away. And it was just like, what a beautiful gift. God gives us himself. And as Peter and John go after Mary Magdalene had come back, anxious, questioning, you think of what they had just gone through of seeing their closest friend, their Lord, their master, their teacher, suffer and die a terrible death, a capital punishment, an execution. And all of a sudden, to go to the tomb to try to prepare that dignity, and he's not there. And she immediately runs back to Peter. And it's like, who do we run to? When all of a sudden we're anxious, we're questioning, we're trying to figure things out, who is it that we go to? Hopefully it's somebody who's compassionate, loving, understanding, and able to make sense. Peter and John go to the tomb, and I laugh because John, writing this gospel, arrives first, and I'm thinking, of course he does. He's young. Peter's old. And Peter comes. John is awaiting as he looks into the tomb. And he sees the cloth, but it's empty. And Peter comes and he enters in. And he sees the cloth on the side, and then he sees the ones that were wrapped around the head in a different section. And as he does so, although not understanding, they believe. Come and see. John starts it, finishes it. Come and see. How do we enter into this mystery? We celebrate Easter in its alleluias and in its wonder. But what do we celebrate? It's not just meant to be an historical event that we look back at, but rather how do I share in opening my heart to the conversion and love of Jesus not only died for my sins, he rose for me. And oftentimes I think we forget how personal that relationship with God is. Come and see. They enter the empty tomb and they believe. And they look and trying to understand, reflecting back, what was Jesus teaching? What did the scriptures say? The tomb was empty. They believe. In our lives, what are those empty tombs that we come to? When we look at an infant and see that new life, do we believe? When we find the love of our life and we walk in developing and furthering that love, do we believe? When we lose somebody we love who passes from this life and pray that they be with our Lord, do we believe? Do we come and see, allowing our hearts to recognize the mystery that Jesus has invited us to, from all of his teachings to the experiences that we have, that within our love, within our life, that we too are called. Come and see. Next week, we hear of Thomas not being present as Jesus appears to them. And he says, I don't believe. I won't believe it until I put my finger in his wounds, in my hand in his side. Did he come and see? Not yet. Some of us are slower. Some of us need a little bit more prodding. And eventually, the next week, Jesus comes again, and Thomas is present, and he does see. And Jesus offers the blessing to us. Blessed are they who do not see, but believe. We believe as we are here to celebrate the wonder of the Paschal light of Jesus' gift of life in our lives, in the way that we live, And in a world with all of its challenges and difficulties and anxieties and hardships, we look around, we are bombarded continually with information. But do we see that Jesus is present with us? He's asking us to understand that peace, as Pope Francis has asked, that we each individually realize our responsibility to seek to bring peace into our world. What is that peace? It's Jesus. Jesus asks to come into our heart. He asks us to understand his mercy. And he asks us then to share that as the disciples shared it. Do we come and see? We're here. Hopefully we allow our hearts to come and see and realize the beauty of God's love. And in that care, realize from our baptism, he offers us an eternal life to come and see, to live that peace, to share that message, to truly say, Alleluia, Alleluia. Amen.